She was perhaps the art world's most important overnight sensation. Louise Bourgeois has died at the age of 98 after a long and unconventional career, a career much of which transpired before her, quote, discovery at age 70, after her first retrospective at the New York Museum of Modern Art in 1982. Now Bourgeois' work is everywhere. She worked with many different kinds of materials in sculpture, painting, and drawing, largely concerned with the emotional qualities of the human body. She was born in France, lived in New York. Joining us now is Deborah Y., chief curator of prints and illustrated books at the MoMA. She curated that 1982 retrospective and is currently working on a catalog of Bourgeois prints. Deborah, good morning. This is a moment that bears some mention in the art world, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Louise was certainly one of the most important artists working, and she'll be sorely missed.
And, you know, there's, you know, her images of the spider that is at the Tate, the various kinds of round images of human forms that are unnerving, but yet sort of emotionally compelling. How would you describe her work and her importance?
Well, I think her importance was fundamental in a shift in the art world. She really dealt openly with emotional subjects, with despair, with loneliness, with sexuality, jealousy, all human emotions. And those things weren't upfront in art at a certain point. And that's what she brought to it with a piercing intelligence and a great ability to make images that just resonated with those emotions.
Her work was a step back from the pure abstraction of much of the 20th century. Do you think that held her back in some way?
I think it did hold her back in the early years. I think she was pretty much shut out and ignored. She was known in art world circles in New York, but not much beyond that. But then I think the art world caught up with her work as it opened up to new kinds of content. She'd been doing the same thing for many, many years, and finally she was recognized for it.
Deborah Y. is with us. She's chief curator of prints and illustrated books at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. You know, if you look at her work today, it gives you that sense of abstraction, of non-literal form. Take us back to 1982 when the MoMA decided to do this retrospective that changed everything.
Well, it was coming on in the 70s, I would say, more interest in her work. I know I only discovered it in the mid-70s myself, and I saw one or two pieces in an art gallery in New York, and I was just struck that I had never heard of this artist before, and I looked into it, and I saw that no books had been written, and so I got a special grant to study her work, go to her house, work with her on a daily basis to try to figure out what she made and when she made it. And then I began to work at MoMA, and I really thought that her work should be seen in a broader context. So I proposed the show, and it was accepted. And we did the show, and we did her first book. So it was pretty great.
Well, I can hear the emotion in your voice. I mean, what a collaboration for someone who's really had an impact on the art world. Deborah Y., thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Deborah Y. was chief curator of the 1982 show that introduced Louise Bourgeois to the world. She died at the long age of, after a long life, 98 years old. Her quote, discovery at age 70, made her the art world's most important 20th century overnight sensation.